If you follow the ministry of Jesus on this earth, he told the devil what to do. He told the Pharisees what to do. He told sickness what to do. He told them all what to do, didn't he? Did they obey him? He told poverty what to do, and he took bad situation that was trying to tell the people and the followers. He demonstrated God's ability, and he did it as a man, anointed of God. Are you hearing me? He took out in the desert, he took two fish and five loaves of bread, and this ain't supposed to happen. Not with no man. But he took them, they found. He said, bring them here. He took two fish and five loaves of bread. And it didn't even have a Dutch oven or any of those things. And he fed how many people? How many? 5,000 besides women and children. Am I right? What did he do it with? Two fish and five loaves of bread. You are divinely connected to this kind of God, this kind of life. And he said, fill your heart. Let God himself flood your heart. Let God flood you. And he took those two fish and five loaves of bread. Tail grew a head and head grew a tail. And fish came out of that fish, and the fish came out of that fish, and the fish came out of that fish, and the fish came out of that fish. Had to. And the disciple was passing it out, and they watched it grow in their hands, and the people watched it grow in their hands as they passed it down the line. Can you imagine? Yeah. I want you to get a revelation of who you are. Stop leaving those void places in your life and fill yourself with God himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill your heart with my word, and you'll be filled with me. Everything that I said in my word is still true. And it is just as powerful now as it was the day I said it. Fill your heart full of my word and keep it full. And let it flow out and let it overflow. Give no place, leave no room. Listen to me now. Give no place, leave no room for fear, doubt, and unbelief. For that is your enemy. He's always trying to talk to you through your flesh and mind. Am I right or wrong? He's always trying to talk to you through your what? Flesh and mind. That is what you have to watch and guard. I've told you in my word what to do. Now do it. Renew your mind. Crucify the flesh. You see, you are my body, and I have everything you need. When you do what my word says in faith that works by love, you will find that all this is true. Faith worketh by love. When you do what I say in my word, with faith, which worketh by love, you find all this is true. John Gospel chapter 15, verse 7, this is a powerful statement, because it had to do with prayer, but listen to what he said. If you abide in me, John 15, 7, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what you will. Wow. Wow. If you abide in me, down there, that's sinking in to me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will. Ye shall ask what you will. Ye shall ask what you will. Ye shall do what? Ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. It shall be done unto you. You shall ask what you will. What is God's will? What is his will? His will is that we be full of life, full of joy, full of peace. Every need met, nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is complete and whole. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. We are divinely connected to Jesus. We are his body, soul. We watch what comes out our mouth. We watch what come out our mouth, what he has spoken out of his mouth, and when we speak his word out of our mouth, it become a two-edged sword in our mouth. Watch this. Ephesians 6:13 through 17. Wherefore take unto you, we're still talking about Jesus Christ the same, and we're his body. Wherefore take unto you, he's still talking about dealing with this enemy of yours, trying to take away from you, cheat you out, move you from your place. Put stuff in you that do not belong to you. Have you gone through stuff you have no business putting up with? God did not call you to try to figure out how to live apart from him. He called you into his kingdom so you could have everything. All we have to do is listen, hear, and obey.